What's happening in professional sports that's got the whole country talking? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is my co-host, Vice Chairman of the Institute, fellow analyst and good friend, Chuck Michaels.
And as always, I'm glad to be here so we can hash things out.
And you know, Chuck, I'm also very pleased to note that along with us today to discuss this particular issue is somebody that folks who listen to our program have heard before, Dr. Mark Hamilton of Ashland University, who's also the chairman of the Institute for Principled Policy. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
All right, Barry. It's good to talk to you and to Chuck and to all of our folks out there. I'd be glad to give my two cents on some issues today.
Yeah, okay. Well, I appreciate that because the issue that I wanted to talk about today is one that usually the vast majority of people out there, some follow the sporting world, whether it be college or professional sports, but many people don't. But even for those people, if you say a certain name now, Mark, they're going to recognize it, and they're going to recognize it mostly in a positive way. That name is Tim Tebow, the quarterback of the Denver Broncos professional football team. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's been amazing because usually in football, you're talking about the playoffs and you're talking about which team's doing well and which ones are in the standings. But rarely do you get such widely divergent journals as Christian magazines and newspapers and the Wall Street Journal, both writing essays about a professional football player. But yeah, that's exactly what we've had happen. And Mark, I think we want to take a look at what's happening and what Tim Tebow and his public profession of faith in relation to football is creating some controversy, but I think it's also creating an interesting space for bringing up the relationship between our beliefs and our actions, whether it be whatever profession it might be in. And of course, obviously with Tebow, his profession is being a professional.
Well, all the hype on Tim Tebow brings a number of issues to the forefront in the current sport community and also in the Christian community, where they overlap when you have an athlete who is outspoken and consistent in his Christian living. There are several things that can be said about Tim Tebow and his situation. One is, first of all, people have to recognize this is a great athlete. He's been very successful at every level that he's played. He is very physically strong. He has some technique issues that many of those who are in the pro scouting community were questioning when he first began his pro career. But in terms of his heart, in terms of his athleticism, there's never been a doubt. He's a very big man, very strong, and very, very physically capable of playing professional football. The question is, could he be an NFL quarterback? What he's proven in the last 8 games is that he can be a successful quarterback, and he has shown an ability to rise to the occasion in difficult times. I think that his Christianity plays an important role in that for him. One, it gives him a lot of confidence. His identity and his strength is not in himself. His confidence is not in himself, and with his confidence in Christ, it gives him great security to press ahead and to push on and to work for the glory of God. Secondly, it has given him an inner strength for which he can perform to the highest of his capabilities without fear. He's an athlete who plays without fear. Athletes, to be successful, have to be able to play without fear, and I think that because he's playing for God and playing for the glory of Jesus Christ, that also allows him a modicum of fearlessness that has also added to his success. Thirdly, one of the things that I've found that's been real interesting is in his post-game interviews and in his public appearances, he is always one to put his teammates first, to speak highly of them. I think that because of his personal security in the Lord, it gives him an ability not to push himself forward and also makes him a great teammate. You don't hear any of his teammates complaining about him because of his attitude and his willingness to give them glory as well, or to acknowledge their contributions.
Yes, to give them credit. Anybody who gives a quarterback full credit for a win isn't paying attention, because there are 21 more guys on the field who are at least as responsible for any victory.
That's absolutely so. I think that Christians should embrace him and enjoy the success that he's having. Look, this is a guy who's been homeschooled himself. He's grown up in a household of faith, good home, good family. Why do we have to put him down? There are those that are waiting for him to fail. And That's true whenever anybody has success, but particularly when one has success in the name of Jesus, there are always those skeptics and always those who would like to see him fail just out of a kind of envy or maliciousness of their own hearts. I think that he's a great role model for our kids, and that we need to, you know, say hooray for Tim Tebow. Glad he's making it. Glad he's successful. Look, with all the garbage and all the baggage that is happening in the current sports world. This week we've had one of the worst in college basketball history. This week we've had the most valuable player of the National League in baseball test positive for enhancement drug usage. So with all the bad news that's occurring in sport, why can't we just sit back and enjoy the fact that here's a good guy having good success, and he's actually doing it in a good way to the glory of God. And that's to be commended. Let's rejoice in his witness and rejoice in what he's doing and say, yay for Tim Tebow.
Well, let me ask you a question. How much of this stuff, and I remember seeing some of these things come out when they were predicting that he would fail and fail miserably in the NFL. How much of that is basically because of his faith? People were predicting that he would fail and hoping against hope that he would fail in the NFL.
I think that it has something to do with his faith, but it also has everything to do with the fact that here's a guy with a clean-cut image. He looks like the All-American boy. People were hoping that he would fail. I don't think that that everybody was hoping he would fail, though.
Not everybody.
There's certainly a pocket of people out there who are cynical and thought he was overrated, and maybe in some ways he was a little bit, but in many ways he had great, great college success and won a Heisman Trophy, won two national titles. That's pretty commendable in itself.
I would agree with that, yes.
You know, guys, the one thing I think about here, and this was something that was – it was just a blurb with the picture that came along with this Wall Street Journal article that came out over the weekend, where they basically talked about in Denver, football is a religion. But I got to thinking about that, and I'm like, well, you know what? We've said that before about obviously our own great Ohio State University. And I remember one of our board members even saying, you know, it's just like going into church because you have over 100,000 people all filing into the and they all know the hymns, which are the fight songs and alma mater, a song for the alma mater, just like a worship service. And I believe that a lot of times professional sport has become a replacement for a worship. You know, that people will go and they'll do, you know, they'll follow a team and they'll, you know, they'll live and die by how their team does on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. But I think Tebow is kind of bringing in the fact that, yes, you know what, though, there is a religious aspect to all of this. But it's greater than you think, and it has really nothing to do with what happens on the field.
That's true. I think there are many ways you can talk about the analogies between sport and religion having a form of sporting expression or sports being a kind of replacement for religion. Metaphorically, it certainly does in many, many ways. I think, though, that there's a sense in which you're right, Barry, that when you have somebody whose faith is really concrete, who really lives it out, you see that for him, there is something much bigger than the game itself. It's life. It's devotion to God. It stands outside of the game. And, of course, it inspires him to play and motivates him to play for something that's very unique in our day and age, and that is the athlete who does not play for self-glorification, self-gratification, but to play for the glory of God. That's a challenge for any Christian athlete. There are many athletes who profess Christianity, profess faith in Christ, but very few know how to take that faith and apply it in terms of how they think about the contest, how they play the game. And so oftentimes there's a great inconsistency between a belief system and a practice of how one plays the game. I think Tebow shocks a lot of people because here's somebody who's trying to realistically apply his faith to how he thinks about and plays the game of football, a game that in itself may raise some moral questions to it in terms of what's being done and how it's being played. Here's somebody who's trying to play it morally, trying to play it for the glory of God, and giving full effort and actually finding success. He's breaking every rule that goes with the idea that nice guys finish last. And it's great to see a nice guy, and there have been many others, of course, who are successful, but it's great to see somebody who's a good guy be successful.
It seems like every week that there are people out there who are just waiting to see him fail. Like if the Broncos would happen to lose a game between now and the end of the season, It's because Tebow's God has failed. Do we see parallels with that? I mean, that's historically, we see that where those who stand against God would look for any excuse to minimum pack. But I'm seeing this with Tim Tebow. It seems like every week, as we call it, now they're starting to call them the miracles, the fourth quarter miracles, and that they're coming regularly. I believe the last eight games, they've won what now? This is the third or the fourth they've won in overtime. We're in the last minute of the ball game with Tim Tebow.
Yeah, it's quite true that they've had a number of miraculous type of finishes in the last 8 weeks, as they've won seven of those eight games, and they've been heart stopping finishes in a number of them, and almost miraculous kinds of endings. Yesterday was another example, or this past Sunday was another example of that. I think, however, you hit a point, Barry, mm-hmm. that I think is really significant, and that is in our modern contemporary church, we have a false theology, and that is, if you're successful, it's God's blessing. If you're unsuccessful, then God has withdrawn his blessing, and that's a false dichotomy. We find clearly in Scripture that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The just man sometimes has bad things happen to him. There is no guarantee that because Tim Tebow is successful in his Christian faith, that he will be successful in his football playing. And it is not a failure of his God if he falls flat on his face. That is a false teaching, a false theology. What we find Scripture teaching is that some are successful and some fail. It is God who is sovereign, and there is no guarantee that a Christian will be successful in that kind of thing. Where we are is successful in spiritually. As one of my friends said yesterday in church, look, we're all millionaires in Christ. We're billionaires in Christ. We have all the riches of glory. That doesn't mean we'll win next Sunday's football game, however.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And I agree with you. That's a major problem. Some of the people I know that are wanting him to succeed are wanting him to succeed for the wrong reason. And that is that it's going to prove that there's a God and that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And if he keeps winning, well, look, he's a man. He's like everybody else. At some point, he may get an injury. He may, you know, he's not going to be able to play until he's 100. That's going to be one of those things that people need to get straight in their head. He may be having a good season this year, and he may have a really lousy season next year.
No. Mark, it seems like one of the reasons why Tim Tebow tends to get under the skin of many in professional football, commentators, analysts, and others who are really not happy with him and all of this Christianity stuff, is that they view him as a heretic in the house of the holy. You know, here's a man who is being successful in professional football, but when he is interviewed, you know, first of all, he's giving glory to God and to his Savior first rather than his coach and his teammates. And when he ends it, he's also saying that, well, you know what? Football's just a game, and God really doesn't care who wins or loses as long as you're faithful to him.
That's a good point. This is somebody who football is not his God. He has acknowledged God, the Lordship of Christ, as primary in life. There are many who put up facades of Christianity in professional sports, but you aren't really sure if they're going to live it out or whether that is working for a sense of convenience or almost as a kind of superstition or protection, a type of secular religion almost in that sense, or a faith that as long as it works and brings success in the professional realm, you can be faithful to God because he's given you all this stuff. But yeah, Tim Tebow has an approach that God is God and sport is sport. The understanding is that sport is subordinate to God, and that is heretical. That is a misnomer in the sporting community. But I think that in all of life, that's the right priority, and I think he's putting that forward in a great way. His consistency is the key to all of this. We have a lot of inconsistent Christians out there, a lot of bad Christianity, and to find those, and he's not alone in that. There are many others out there. He's just the newest edition of it. There have been many of those who have been faithful to Christ in the sporting arena and have received various accolades and various criticisms. He's just the newest one. There will always be those who are skeptics who are wanting to bash God because of his representatives.
Yeah. Well, guys, we are now officially out of time. Join us here tomorrow at 5:30 for more Principles and Policies.